231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show, little housekeeping. If you'd like to text me a message about this primary, anything goes here in the next segment. Got a text message. Governorship never used to switch at that frequency until the Democrats started the fraudulent elections. Trump is actually worth over $20 billion. Perry Johnson is only worth $500 million. I don't think that's accurate. Perry Johnson has already spent $70 million so far in this primary. Told me he's planning to spend between $150 and $200 million for the November 3rd general election. His net worth, I was told, was closer to $10 to $12 billion, but I did not realize Donald Trump was $20 billion. Officer Rick, again patrolling down in Genesee County doing road patrol today. Perry Johnson all the way. He's a self-made man who grew up in a pretty normal life, almost kind of like a rags to riches story. Real simple, he's not bought and paid for like John James. Well, you have to understand the process going forward in this election. Thanks, Rick. Oh, by the way, I tried to play your recording with Perry Johnson. My automation system did not accept it. The transmission frequency wasn't high enough to run it through my studio board. So we'll have to talk about some ways for you to be able to improve on your sound quality during your prayer calls. We'll be able to get those in the future. William Hamilton down in Lapeer. Randy, never underestimate uninformed voters in large groups. Yes, our state can be that dumb. This is the state that reelected Gretchen Whitmer after the China virus BS. What she did to us in her first term, she got reelected in 2022. And she didn't even fix the damn roads. That's another one I just got. Hey, I just got Trisha just sent me a text. Long time no see. Livingston County Republican Party is doing a podcast tonight, 6 p.m. with Perry Johnson. Let me enlarge this, make it a little bigger. Host of the podcast is going to be Deb Drick, chair of the Livingston County Republican Party. Oh, I'm sorry. It says tonight's special guest at 7 p.m. is Perry Johnson. Perry will be discussing his gubernatorial race and his plans if elected to be Michigan's next governor. Special meet and greet is from 6 to 7. The podcast, I believe, starts at 7. This will be live on Facebook. You can go to Facebook at Livingston County Republican Party's page or Deborah Drick, D-R-I-C-K. 7 p.m. tonight. Thursday, July 23rd. Let's see, what was the other thing? Oh, also, it's going to be on YouTube at the Right Side Livingston. Right Side Podcast with Perry Johnson tonight. YouTube, Facebook. All you have to do is search for Livingston County Republican Party. I'm sure you'll find the link. He's actually going to be in person at the Livingston County Republican Victory Center, in person in Whitmore Lake. You guys want to attend it downstate, 7789 East M36 in Whitmore Lake. Or you could simply watch it on YouTube or on Facebook. It's an in-person meet and greet as well, she says. 6 to 7 is the meet and greet. The podcast will begin at 7. Got it. Rick is asking if you would like the link to their prayer call last night, Transformation Michigan prayer call, over 2,000 nights in a row. I forget the number he said. If you'd like the link to the prayer call with Perry Johnson last night, you can email Rick at RW for Rick Warzweck, 247365 at gmail.com. So RW247365 at gmail.com. Send him an email. He'll reply back with the link. Let's see. He said, we had a prayer call interview with Perry last night. Went very well. Yeah, I tried pulling it up and processing it, Rick, through the automation board. And the quality wasn't strong enough. Had over 250 people on the call. Many are requesting it. Good, good, good. Good job. And even had Ralph Rebant to do the intro of Perry last night. Very well done. Let's see, got another one. Oh, this is interesting. Randy, the process could be changed because of Jocelyn Benson being the Secretary of State. You mentioned it, and of course, we've looked into it. Katie Hobbs beat Carrie Lake 2022 for governor by less than 1% of the vote. That race could have actually been recounted and probably contested in courts, but they didn't do it. We can't let it happen again this year in Michigan. One of the things you have to understand, this process, folks, is all going to get down to turnout on August 4th. We get the right candidate, Perry Johnson, to go up against Benson. Perry beats her in November. Perry's coattails helps Mike Rogers win the U.S. Senate seat, helps all the state Senate candidates, Republicans running, and helps the state reps. Also going to help our Supreme Court justices. You see, every midterm election, going way back, but let's talk about most recently. Bill Schuette lost to Whitmer in 2018 by basically 10 points. It was 55-45. Bill Schuette used up a ton of our resources for his campaign for governor. Turn around, 2022, Tudor Dixon. She utilized a lot of our resources for her race against Whitmer and lost by basically the same percentages, 55-45. Perry Johnson's not going to use a dime of our resources. He's going to self-fund his campaign. That leaves all that money available to U.S. Senate race and also state Senate. We take back the state Senate. We maintain or maybe even grow our majority in the House, with the Republicans and Perry Johnson's the governor, we can undo all of this garbage that Whitmer's done over the last 8 years. Get rid of that stupid green energy 2040 electric plan that they've instituted. Unbelievable. I just can't believe they are so stupid to think that all of our electricity by 2040 could be generated by solar panels and wind turbines. Clean Energy Act of 2040. Gone. I would actually like to see it put on the ballot for 2028. Legislative referendum. Right to work. Change our Constitution once and for all. Stop doing right to work, undoing right to work legislatively. Put it on the ballot. Put it on the ballot to eliminate property taxes. Put it on the ballot for constitutional carry. Put it on the ballot. Republican-controlled House and Senate with Perry Johnson governor. Put it on the ballot. Forget legislative acts, public act, blah, blah, blah. Put it on the ballot and change the Constitution. We've got abortion on demand. Anything goes abortion. They put it on the ballot. Some Republicans were even stupid enough to vote for it. Promote the vote. Citizens, not politicians. All of it. They did by amending, changing our state constitution. Well, guess what? Get a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and a Republican governor. Do the same thing for our issues. Fix the state of Michigan once and for all. It's that simple. But we got to have the right candidate. John James is not the right candidate. I had somebody yesterday from Presque Isle County wanted to talk about the governor's race. Made it real short and sweet. I said, Perry Johnson, and here's why. I sent him the information, his campaign website. I also sent him the interview we did with Perry on March the 5th. Share the information, folks. Final thoughts today's show. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. A couple of more text messages coming in during the break. Randy, my parents are seniors. They received their absentee ballots. Can I help them fill it out? Yes. Nothing in our election laws says you can't help anybody fill out a ballot. Now, personally, I would recommend they color in the ovals. Don't color in the ovals for them because you would then be voting on their ballot. Let them do it. Let them ask the questions. Very simple. Another text message. I gave my daughter and son-in-law candidate information, and they voted for Perry. They left for vacation this morning and voted absentee ballot yesterday. Did they drop it off, Nancy, at their township city village clerk's office, put it in the drop box, or did they put it in the mail? Don't mail your ballots. It's too late. Early voting starts this Saturday, July 25th, folks, at 9 o'clock. Don't trust the mail to get the ballots there. You can vote absentee, but every municipality now has a drop box right outside the clerk's office. Personally, I would prefer that you actually hand it to your township clerk. I don't even trust the drop box. Nancy said, yes, they did it at the drop box at the township hall. I told her to do that. Perfect. The only reason I don't trust the drop box is because I want to know that I looked the clerk in the eye and I handed it to her. My clerk knows me. I want to know that she got it from me and will put it into the pile and that it will be processed on election day. Now, one thing you have to understand, the mail cannot guarantee delivery by election day. It may be postmarked, and that's fine. But we don't want to run the risk of it not getting there by election day. Why? Because that's when the poll election inspectors, that's technically what they're called, election inspectors have gone through training. Half Republican, half Democrat at every township, city, village, hall is the way it's supposed to work. Well, they get the absentee ballots out in the morning and start opening the envelopes. Throughout the day, when they're not busy, they then feed those absentee ballots into the tabulators. Now, there is one caveat people that live overseas and our military. They are allowed to have, I believe Vicky told me it was 6 days after the election for those to be received and put into the final canvass of every county. They canvass 2 days later. August 4th is the election. Thursday, August 6th, every county is going to canvass the election. However, they have to come back, I believe she said, the following Wednesday, August 12th, to check military and overseas ballots. Then they actually do the final certification of the canvass for each county and submit it to the State Board of Canvassers. The State Board of Canvassers then have to certify the election results. And then it's game on, people. We are all hands on deck for November 3rd. I just hope and pray that we get the right candidate at the top of the ticket to lead and save the Republican ticket this year. And I believe that person is Perry Johnson. It is definitely not John James. But I'm looking forward to this Saturday because John James is going to be there. Perry Johnson's going to be there. Ted Nugent's going to be there. Mike Rogers. LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website. Click on events and get your tickets. Come join us. If you're a listener, by the way, and you come to the event, come up to me, introduce yourself. Let's get our picture taken together. Depending on the timing of it, we might even get our picture taken with Perry Johnson. Whatever, come up to me. You'll see me. I'm in the radio station uniform, your defending father's black hat, radio station t-shirt, wearing my big crucifix out front. You can't miss me. The only difference is I'm skinnier and the beard's been trimmed. Summer haircut, beard trim is in full force. So you won't see the old big full beard. It's too dang hot out. So come up and see me, shake my hand. We'll get our picture taken. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. But again, you got to get your tickets and you got to show up. Gates will open, I believe, at 3 o'clock. The event will get started on Saturday. Going to end with fireworks. It's going to be a blast. So again, get your tickets. Tickets are on sale until noon on Saturday. And then come and join us. It's going to be fun. One quick text message. Yes, there is camping still available. So you can do it all online. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to Auto Repairs, Royal Tire has decreed